This is Chatterbox, the talking news for Norwich. Welcome to edition 1953, recorded on Thursday, the 6th of April 2017, in which we have news items, letters and features from the Norwich Evening News. Hello, I'm Don Cleaver, and I'm joined by Alison Aplin. Today we have our usual fare, with a variety of news items about the city and some letters to the Evening News. Plus, we feature the Norfolk results of the RSPB's Garden Watch project. First, welcome to all our new listeners at Brooklyn's Care Home at Drayton.
Now let's start with some news. Education in the city is a talking point this week in the Evening News, as we hear that Norwich City College receives praise from Ofsted, but that some of the city's secondary schools have unfilled places, whilst other schools have long waiting lists. Despite the lack of funds, however, pupils are still enjoying school trips. Ofsted has praised City College Norwich for its outstanding provision for people with learning difficulties. The Ipswich Road College, which caters for 6,880 students, was rated good in 7 out of 8 areas of teaching following an inspection last month. But it received its highest rating for its work with 218 students who have complex needs. Inspectors who visited the college between the 7th and the 10th of February said there was an exceptionally broad range of courses available to those with learning difficulties. The report rated the college as good overall. It also said the college needed to ensure that more students achieved high grades in GCSE English and maths qualifications. Inspectors said that a large majority of students improved their chances of gaining employment through the college, adding that they developed skills specific to industries they aspired to work in. Apprenticeships account for almost one-fifth of the college's students, and inspectors praised it for ensuring apprenticeship provision met the needs of employers. In order to improve its rating, the report said that the college needed to ensure all teachers taught theory effectively to enable students to grasp fundamental concepts.
A city school has moved to reassure parents after it was revealed that it has failed to fill more than three-quarters of its places for new pupils. The Hewitt Academy, run by the Inspiration Trust, has the highest percentage of empty places in Norfolk after filling just 43 of its 180 places. The figures show how multiple schools in Norwich are competing for the same intake. There are 339 unfilled places across Norwich, but 7 of the city's 11 secondaries are full. The City of Norwich School, less than a mile from the Hewitt, has taken 280 new pupils, 40 more than planned, and has a waiting list of 56. And Jane Austen College, also run by the Inspiration Trust, received a vote of confidence with a 70-place waiting list, the second largest in Norfolk. But Sewell Park Academy, run by the Right for Success Trust, recorded the second highest level of unfilled places, with 85 out of 210 spots, 6% empty.
Schools' trips are still going strong in the region, a survey has found, despite warnings that squeezed budgets could see education confined to the classroom. There are fears that rising school costs and greater demands on teachers could see trips sacrificed to make ends meet, with unions around the country warning they're already being axed. But our survey of 79 schools in the region has found that the outings have, for the time being, survived the tough climate in this part of the world. All of the head teachers or school leaders who responded took school children on a trip last year, with 74% organising 5 or more trips in that period. Just shy of half, 46%, said the number of school trips organised at school had stayed the same over the last 5 years, with 34% saying the number had actually risen, and just 19% saying it had fallen. But schools said where it had dipped, a shortage of cash was the main reason, with a rise in paperwork, lack of time and fewer staff cited as other factors. When asked to share their thoughts on trips, head teachers said they were integral, fundamental, and allow children to blossom as individuals.
More than 30 local scientists will be touring watering holes across Norwich in May as the Pint of Science Festival returns to the city. For 3 days, more than 100 cities will be taking part in the International Festival of Public Science Talks to build on the success of last year. Tickets will go on sale on Monday, April the 3rd, with talks on everything from the nanotechnology keeping us healthy to carnivorous plants. Norwich Research Park and CEFAS researchers can be found speaking at various pubs across the city, including St Andrew's Brewhouse, the Mash Tun, the York Tavern, Café Britannia and the Cathedral Refectory. Pint of Science coordinator Peter Moore Fuller said he hoped the festival would be bigger and better than ever. He said, "We have world-leading scientists taking part, delivering in-depth and fascinating talks for all attending." The Pint of Science Festival was established 5 years ago by a group of UK-based postgraduate and postdoctoral researchers, founders of Dr. Praveen Paul and Dr. Michael Motzkin, wanted to make science more accessible, giving everyone the chance to meet the real people behind groundbreaking research.
A £1.2 million upgrade to a community hub in Sproston could be completed by next year. The project will see the creation of a new 3,000-square-foot multi-use hall at the Sproston Diamond Centre on School Lane. It is one of several new facilities outlined in plans for the building, which have now been submitted to Broadland District Council. And should the scheme receive the go-ahead from the local authority, it's hoped that construction work will begin this year. June Hunt, Sproston Town Council's clerk, said it was vital the work was completed as soon as possible in order to keep hold of local groups already using the building. The new and improved community hub will serve as a meeting place for youth groups, elderly persons organisations and dance clubs.